Now, I don't know about you tonight, but have you ever been in a place where it's seemingly all maybe in your own personal life or your walk with God, it's seeming that everything is coming unraveled? Or that you're in a storm, a storm that seemingly brings torrent rains and maybe even flooding or a very display of that which causes fear. And it is a very real thing. It is a reality. We all go through storms. Everybody in here has gone through a difficulty. Everybody in here has faced a hardship. Everybody in here tonight has faced and understand what it's like when the skies turn dark and the winds start blowing and the waves start coming in the boat, and we like the disciples. Maybe we've tried to set it out as long as we can, but come to the place where we say, Lord, we don't understand what's going on here. Lord, we're not clear about this. We're fearful, Lord. Lord, to the degree and level that they say, Lord, do you not even care that we're fixing to perish? Their perception of their caring teacher, their perception of their loving master, their rabbi, the storm has even affected how they look to Jesus. And so it's an amazing thing to me. God is doing many different things through a storm. Many different things God is manifesting himself and doing things beyond our even our understanding and oftentimes imagination. The Bible speaks of another storm in Matthew chapter 7 when he is depicting a portrayal, a picture of those that do not know him and those that do know him. And he says in that day, he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. He goes on and says, I want to make this even more clearer to you. And he says, I want to, and prior to this, he says, beware of the false prophets. And so he's trying to distinguish between someone that just has an outward show and someone that has a inward glow of Christ. There's those real, genuine, born-again believers. And then there's those that just have an outward show and not an inward change, an inward birth of the Spirit of God. And the Lord relates a story. He says there was a wise man that built his house upon the rock. And the wise man built his house upon the rock. And the Bible says that the rains came down and the floods came up and the wind beat against the house. And it stood. It didn't fall over. It was sure and solid. And he says, I liken him to the one that obeys me and does the will of my Father. And then he said there was a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the winds blew and beat against the house. The rains come down and the flooding waters come up, and that house fell, and great was the fall of it. For this man did not do the will of the Father and was not one of those that was in my family. And so there's this understanding now that God relates this relationship, this picture of someone that has only an outward shell, an outward show, and someone that has been truly birthed in the family of God. And this picture is this: what God uses, what God brings into focus is a storm. Both men built a house. Both men build a very fine, intricate structure. Both men use, I'm sure, all the finest materials. All the doors are squared and plumb. All the windows are put in just right, to the right angle. The houses were built to the very, highest degree of quality. A storm comes in. Both men experience the torrential rain pour. Both men experience the pounding wind. Both men undergo flooding. Both men experience a flood. And in the end, one man's house falls down and the other man's house is shore. And so what this storm did is in one man's life, it reveals to him that what he's built upon will not hold. What he's built upon is not sure. It's not going to survive the test of storm. It's not going to withhold the trials of life. In one man's storm, it begins to reveal what he has built upon. He has built upon the rock, the solid rock of Jesus Christ. And so tonight, if you will, we look in the life of a believer and a life of an unbeliever. And we see what God is doing in behind the scenes of a storm. God is using the storm to expose the foundations on which you've built upon. And so if you have a experience with God where that you know you've been born again in the family of God, when you're going through that storm and going through that difficult time, it is God that is carefully, that is God gently beginning to remove some of these bushes and some of the tumbleweeds away, that those that might be looking onward can see who you've built upon. And then likewise, those that do not know God, that have gone through a storm or experienced loss or suffering or some sort of difficulty, that they would not look to God in a worldly repentance or a soft repentance, but that they would look to God in a godly repentance that worketh a life, that worketh grace, which God gives, understanding that it is a gift of God, according to Romans chapter 2. Repentance is what God gives a man. In other words, we could not repent unless God has already been working on the other side. I'm grateful that it wasn't me coming to God, but it was God coming to me. And so what we find now is this wonderful truth in a storm. We begin to see the disciples as they have undergo that God has something else in mind other than producing fear in them. But for we know that God is not the author of fear. So it was not God's intentions to produce this fear. But it tells me that there is somebody else present. There is somebody else here that is behind the scenes. There is somebody else here that is authoring fear. There was some other entity of the enemy that is here that is trying to bring confusion, trying to infiltrate the heart and the mind of these disciples and bring fear upon them. And even in the storm of your own life, whether it is a storm of suffering or a storm of sickness or a storm of loss or whatever the storm is in your life, even maybe now as you go through and are facing, it is not of God if there is fear produced. For we know that fear does not come of God. God does not give us a spirit of fear. That is the enemy. That is the workings of the enemy, trying to get our focus and our mind off of what God is actually doing in the storm. These disciples are fearful, and they now I want to just pause here and say this. We give these guys a bad rap oftentimes. We say, well, man, they sure was quick to go and wake up Jesus. Why didn't they just sail it out? Why didn't they just wait a little while? After all, the Lord himself did say, let us go over to the other side. If God says we're going to the other side, then we're going to the other side. But yet they sat there, and the Bible says that the boat is filled. Now I've sat in these boats, and as you sat down in those style of fishing boats, the sides are way up high. You can imagine as they sat there in the boat, it's rocking, the wind's blowing, water's up to their ankles. And they're okay with that. I mean, it's only a little bit of water. And the Lord did say we're going over. You know, let's just sit a while longer. And then all of a sudden it gets up to their knees. And then all of a sudden it's into their lap. And the Bible says I don't know how long they sat there until how high the level of the water got. But finally one of them said, let's go and talk to Jesus about this thing. And so they go and they want to awake the Lord, and they find him asleep on a pillow. Now I want you to understand tonight, it's not a pillow that you and I would sleep on. It's not a square piece of cloth, sack stuffed with feathers that fluffs up. It's not the understanding tonight. In nautical terms, a pillow is a wooden box that's oftentimes at the hinder part or the back side of the ship or boat. In that is a long piece of sturdy beam called the bowsprit, and it goes the length of the vessel, and it even jets out to the very front of the ship. And attached to that is tackle and pulleys and ropes that connect to the main sail. And when the wind gets to going, it's that very piece that keeps the boat going in the direction it was intended to go in. So Jesus is sleeping on what controls the boat moving forward. And so I want you to understand tonight that although you're in a storm, although there's trouble, although there's difficulty, although there's struggle, although there's suffering, God is still moving you forward on course. He's not left you. He's not forsaken you. The Word says that He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we find out that even in this, that Jesus comes to the front of the boat. Jesus comes and looks out and sees the winds blowing and the waves violently. And the Lord looks at them and the Lord said unto the winds, he rebuked it and said, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Isn't that an amazing thing? That Jesus walked out and just spoke, and all of a sudden all the winds laid down. All the waves laid down under the power of his voice. And I said, that's an amazing thing. It's an amazing truth to know that Jesus is with me in my storm. It's an amazing thing to know that Jesus has power to calm the storm. And I mean, that's an amazing truth. Well, what's even more so amazing is where I believe God wants us to focus on tonight is that the same Jesus that stood out and said, peace be still, and spoke, and those waves laid down, those waves obeyed his voice. In other words, they've done exactly what God said to do. The wind was blowing, and the waves were crashing, and Jesus says, peace be still. They obeyed exactly what God said to do.